St. Bernard Parish is considering a new marsh creation project. The idea is to build up dead wetlands by flooding them with partially treated sewage, which acts as a fertilizer. As unappetizing as that might sound, there are projects like this all over the world, 12 of them in Louisiana. The one closest to New Orleans is up I-55 in Ponchatoula. WWNO's Ryan Kyloth went to see how it's working, and science aside, to learn why not everyone is thrilled.
If you want to tour a marsh full of disinfected sewage, you can't ask for a better guide than Albert Pochet.
Al, you prefer Al, Albert, Rat?
Albert will be fine.
Can I ask you why they call you Rat, though?
Just the name. I spent so much time in the woods, in the marsh, and it rubbed off on me. Nutri-rat, muskrat, that's what inhabits the marsh.
We're out on the marsh together. Albert's in a one-man pirogue, and I'm in a two-man boat with his friend Ed Bodker.
My name is James Edward Bodker, but most people call me Ed. I grew up not far from this marsh. The first time I came in this marsh, I was 9 years old.
On the map, it's called the 4 Mile Marsh, but locals have a different name for it now.
Well, some people call it the Poop Pond, and some people call it Lake Commode.
The pond used to be solid wetland, but now it's open water. The marsh grasses are mostly gone, except for a few uprooted patches floating by. And because of all the water, two invasive species have taken over, water hyacinth and salvinia.
Al, this water hyacinth really took off this summer.
There's so much hyacinth that we can barely push through it in the boat. And all the water has changed the wildlife as well. In Albert's words, 4 Mile Marsh isn't productive anymore. And he should know. He put 4 kids through college trapping here.
Out in the marsh, I trapped for nutria, mink, muskrat, raccoon, otter, whatever was out there. Pick up a turtle here, there.
You ever get anything really weird or unexpected?
Occasionally a reporter like you.
As for the cause of this transformation, these guys blame the sewage coming down from Hammond.
You can smell it.
You can definitely smell it.
They just took a once vibrant, green, productive marsh, and they've converted it to open water. It's 10 years ago, this was all solid marsh. It was a well-intentioned people to try this project. They meant well, but it just absolutely didn't work.
Ed Bodker's been in the area for 70 years. He lives less than 2 miles away. One of the creeks that feeds this marsh touches Ed's property. So when the city of Hammond built a pipe to put sewage in the wetland, Ed, understandably, said, not in my backyard. But Ed's not just a NIMBY. For 27 years, he managed environmental testing for the Department of Transportation.
That was part of the job, to monitor compliance for about 100 sewage treatment plants that the state owned.
Ed knows sewage. Now, putting treated sewage into wetlands is a proven technique. In Louisiana, one of the first people to study it was John Day.
My name is John Day. I'm a professor emeritus in the Department of Oceanography and Coastal Sciences at LSU.
I met John Day in his office at LSU to talk about wetland assimilation. That's the common name for this technique in Louisiana, maybe because it avoids the word sewage. The wetland assimilates the effluent, which is a fancy word for liquid waste. John Day's been researching this since the 80s.
And so there are projects in Breaux Bridge, St. Martinville, Hammond, Mandeville, Luling, and a number of other places.
His company designed half of the active assimilation projects in the state, and they still bid on new ones. The projects are supposed to have two big benefits. One, cities save money on sewage treatment. When you pour sewage into a wetland, you have to treat it, but not as much as you treat sewage that goes into rivers and streams. Why? Because of benefit number two. Plants love fertilizer. Just like manure, sewage is full of nutrients, and wetlands can feed on those nutrients. So growing marsh while saving money sounds like a Louisiana win-win.
And in fact, for the first growing season, that did happen. There was a very significant increase of growth rate of the marsh vegetation there. What happened there that hadn't happened in any other place was that very quickly the marsh started to degrade.
John agrees that the Hammond Project hasn't exactly been a success, but he has an explanation.
Our team of scientists looking at it, we very quickly came to the conclusion that it was nutria eating the marsh.
Ed Bodker calls bull effluent. He says there's no more nutria than before, and the problem is the sewage itself. It's got too many nutrients, and it's frying the marsh. Ed's not an LSU professor, but he co-authored a paper with one on this very subject. In fact, that professor is in the same department as John Day. His office is a floor away.
I'm Robert Eugene Turner. I'm a faculty member at LSU in the Department of Oceanography and Coastal Sciences.
It's a good old-fashioned faculty fight. Gene Turner says there's no evidence that the marsh was eaten up, but plenty of evidence that it was over-fertilized.
It's clearly decomposing from below ground. It doesn't have the attachment necessary for high water. It floats away. And by the way, this is not an unexpected conclusion. It's found out lots of other marshes in the world.
Upstairs, John Day thinks that's ridiculous. He says marshes around the world receive the same level of nutrient without falling apart. But he agrees that the Four-Mile Marsh has one difference. A lot of these projects are built with some kind of control mechanism for draining water or moving it around. This one is not.
Under natural conditions, these wetlands would flood and drain and flood and drain. And up there at Hammond, it would drain down to some extent.
For this site, there never was an exit plan. If you had a fire, you'd want to know what door you're going to go out, and you have a fire escape ladder. There is no door identified. There is no escape ladder. It has no cost. And nobody pays for mistakes.
Gene Turner says it's just getting worse. And John Day now agrees that all these projects should have an escape ladder, a way to control the water level. In Hammond, he wants to drain some of the water out of Four Mile Marsh into an adjacent wetland. Gene Turner says that'll just spread the problem into new territory. And he feels like local knowledge can lead the way.
Being at home or being at your office is different from being actually out there. You cannot understand the natural environment unless you go out there and see things happen, and not for 30 minutes and not for a one-time sampling, but over a long, many, many, many years.
This is a tension that plays out all over Louisiana's planning and restoration projects. It's the tension between expert science and local knowledge. And Gene Turner says one lesson is that sometimes neither one can paint a complete picture. He says wetland ecosystems are complicated and engineering projects often come with unintended consequences. It's one reason he relies on people who spend more time in the marsh than he does. People like Ed Bodker.
I feel like I can see backwards in time to where things were and how they have come to change.
Ed's heard about the plans to grow wetlands with sewage in St. Bernard Parish, and he's submitted a 14-page public comment against it. Having seen this kind of technology fail in his own backyard, he feels like it needs a lot more study before it's going to be worth the risk. For WWNO, I'm Ryan Kyloth.